As someone who is so excited to garden this spring, yet really wants top quality soil, I'm really excited to introduce you to Coast of Maine, which is an esteemed brand renowned for its organic soil offerings. And if you're seeking to infuse your home environment with a nourishing essence that promotes flourishing plant life, you're gonna wanna listen to this, because with over 28 years of expertise, Coast of Maine has meticulously crafted soils sourced from oceanic waters and farms certified for organic cultivation. It's so nice to find such a sustainable, eco-friendly brand who really emphasizes the importance of natural ingredients to enrich their soil. And I mean, they have, like I said, top quality with rigorous quality control and OMRI listed certification. Their diverse range of products caters to all gardening needs. Most of our soils may lack appropriate nutrients for success for our plants, and our plants need this. We want to regenerate the healthy microbes in our soils to set up for gardening success and just for our plants to thrive. So if we add Coast of Maine products, this will indeed help. Whether you're planting trees or shrubs or perennials in your yard, adding Coast of Maine soil in your planting holes leads to a long, slow feeding of your plants, making them self-sufficient and vibrant, which we love. Let's say you want a vegetable garden. Not only will you receive abundant harvest, but there will be less feeding and maintenance throughout the season. Amazing. You know that everything grown in Coast of Maine soil is organic and safe for your family and friends right out of the garden. And then you get to also feel good about their sourcing, as I'm so thankful they provide natural ingredients, because they will never include household waste or biosolids. And we know that nothing nurtures the world above better than the soil below, cultivated from products and practices rooted in Coast of Maine. And so they will continually perfect the art and science of sourcing, mixing, and composting products worthy of the people and the place that inspired their brand and the healthier world it was built to serve. Coast of Maine believes in nurturing relationships with local retailers. We love supporting local, and the products are carried by local retail partners who can provide advice and insight not found in big box stores. So Coast of Maine knows from beginner to expert. Anyone who takes a hand to the land has something to offer the growing community of gardeners everywhere. And their products make organic gardening simple and approachable so we can all garden. So let's get to growing. Visit coastofmaine.com to find a local retailer near you. That's Coast of Maine, like the state with an E, coastofmaine.com. Hello, Gemma Yomis. My name is Raquel, and welcome to Your Own Magic, a podcast for the creative and the curious soul. And today's topic is a topic that I definitely know better, but don't always do better, in all honesty, because it's a very challenging characteristic or trait to shift, especially if you've grown up with this mindset since childhood. I definitely still struggle with this, but I do know a lot about this because it's something that I am continually trying to navigate and shift. It's definitely not my best quality, but I am aware of it, which is the first step, and it's one that I am doing much better at every single year with shifting. It's one that I think a lot of us might deal with, know that life would be a little easier, and also we might feel a little lighter the more we choose ourselves over people pleasing. So yeah, the topic is people pleasing, and I received this question from Mel V from PA, and I'm assuming PA is Pennsylvania. And Mel V writes, my family members and a few close friends seem to not like the new me that has boundaries and chooses myself for my own self-love. They perceive these changes as rudeness, selfishness, and label me as difficult. While choosing me and my boundaries makes my life more manageable, it's still hard to see them insulted by my actions, so sometimes I cater to their needs, even if it doesn't feel right. How can we break free from the habit of people pleasing? And what signs do you think are the biggest people pleasers? I'll start. As a Libra, I know it's me. Yes, Libras, we'll get to that at the very tail end of this, but yeah, definitely Libras. I'm also a Cancer rising. I would say we are right up there with you, Libras. But yeah, I am, like I said, absolutely not perfect at this. And I do choose myself, of course, and my boundaries most of the time because I am a continual work in progress, doing my best as a human, gathering all the knowledge I know and trying to live in a way I know will be most authentic and light for myself. I want others and everyone around me to do the same. And there are times when I feel like I gotta pick my battles, of course, and cater to someone's needs for whatever reason. Or there are times where I actually do want to help out or cater to their need because my love language is one of them, I'd say, is definitely acts of service. So sometimes I'm happy to, but when I'm not happy to, that's a voice to listen to. That's an intuitive voice to listen to. That's the time to choose me. And I want others, if I ask somebody a favor of someone and they don't want to do it, I want them to do the same. I want them to choose them. But on a subconscious level, we may be afraid to be rejected by whoever, and we may fear that certain feeling of discomfort, especially for those who we are supposed to seek comfort from. And so our brain processes discomfort and makes us want to lean into pleasing others instead of flowing down the path with least resistance for ourselves. And so I feel like that tension in our body that tells us something that may contrast what someone else's needs, that tension, it really is common in empaths or empathetic people to try to suppress this tension just to make someone else happy or keep the peace. But that tension, man, that is a tension that doesn't deserve to fester in our bodies. We need to exhale it, let it go. And some individuals are just naturally empathetic and compassionate. And while, you know, of course, I would say that these traits are positive, being empathetic and compassionate and wanting to help others, obviously very positive traits, but they can lead to excessive people pleasing if it's not balanced with assertiveness and setting boundaries, period. You know, because that lack of peace is just, it's an uncomfortable feeling. And then though, we have to deal with our internal drama. Is that fair? Sure, of course, maybe we're helping the person out and they might feel fine and free and not realize it, but is it worth holding on to any pain or resistance? And does that person really, really, really need our help? That's why I do still think it's okay to pick the occasion, like, yes, this person is in need of something. I can help provide that. Why not? And if I don't have that tension within, it's definitely okay. But man, if you have that tension or you haven't set the boundaries or you help them out without any boundaries whatsoever, that can fester that energy that we don't want. And the more we stack on this energy and people please, the more negative energy we will have festering within. And that's not fair for us. And we have to remind ourselves this. People pleasers, they often avoid confrontation and conflict. They also may go to great lengths to avoid disagreements or criticism or negative reactions from others, which might honestly lead them to prioritize others' needs over their own. And that's also the people pleasing aspect that is not okay, not fair for us. But we got to remember that this discomfort is normal and that we're often wired this way from childhood because we want to belong and we want to bond with a group. We want to make these uncomfortable situations dissolve so we are part of this group. And people naturally, they'll seek the social approval and the acceptance, and they'll have this fear of rejection or, of course, disapproval, which can instinctively drive us to engage in people-pleasing behaviors just to ensure positive reactions from the group, from others. And of course, there's also situations where people have cultural or societal norms, which can play a role in shaping people-pleasing behaviors. The culture I grew up in, I would say, has a lot of that. And societal expectations may place a high value on harmony and avoiding conflict and encouraging individuals to prioritize others' needs, which is okay in some situations, some circumstances, especially if your heart is happy to do so. But if there's something that you genuinely don't want to do and it doesn't feel right for you, listen to that. Listen to that. You do not need to please them and undermine yourself and your needs. And of course, childhood experiences and conditioning really contributes to people-pleasing tendencies. So we learn early in life that pleasing others might bring us rewards, or we get to avoid punishment, which if we didn't do something for someone, we might be punished. And this thought process might be why we do this in adulthood, as this behavior might continue or these memories might continue throughout adulthood. And so those are other energies we want to exhale and let go of. We're no longer a child that has to listen to our parent or a teacher. So if you rewire your mind by looking back at those childhood memories, you can tell that child that it's okay to choose you in this moment. Do some inner child work in this area. With Mother's Day just around the corner, are you thinking about something truly special for your mama? I am. And let me tell you about mylifeinabook.com. It's a unique service that turns your mom's life stories into a beautiful book. Pretty cool, right? So here is how it works. Every week, mylifeinabook.com will send her a question via email, and these can be pre-written questions about her life or any custom questions you wish to ask. And then she can either type her response or record her voice. And then mylifeinabook.com compiles all of her responses into a beautiful keepsake book. And then guess what? They can even create an audiobook using her voice recordings. You get to preserve her voice and her stories for your family. I mean, imagine you're discovering stories about her youth, her adventures, the challenges that she had to overcome in life, the way that you two connect and relate, and also the way her grandkids will relate to her. I mean, this book becomes a legacy and something that you and your future generations can truly treasure forever. I mean, your mom's given you a lifetime of stories, so this is your chance to give her a way to share them. And not only am I creating one for my mom now for Mother's Day, but for my dad's birthday, as my dad is turning 80 this year, and I like to gift him with sentimental gifts. You know, he's gifted my family and I so many treasured moments. So I wanted to create something for us to collect these memories and for my future kids, for them to know my father's voice. So beautiful, sentimental, easy to use. Let me emphasize, easy to use. And you can truly create one for anyone. Your mom, your dad, your bestie, maybe even you. So check out mylifeinabook.com and use code MAGIC at checkout for 10% off. Create an unforgettable gift for your mom this Mother's Day. That's mylifeinabook.com and use code MAGIC for 10% off today. I am an everyday a touch of mascara kind of gal, though I love a full glam moment. So whether I'm simply just adding my Liquid Lash Extensions Mascara by Thrive Cosmetics, or adding their highlighter, eyeliner, or eyeshadow to my full glam, Thrive has been my go-to since 2020 for most of my makeup products, so that's why I'm so excited that they're sponsoring this episode. And why do I love them? Well, not only is their quality and their application just chef's kiss, but also the causes they support. In fact, it's in the name, Thrive Cosmetics. C-A-U-S-E Medics. Thrive Cosmetics and Bigger Than Beauty Skincare exist to empower their customers, employees, and giving partners to live their most confident lives. And so they believe in responsive giving. And so thanks to your support, they either donate their high performance products or much needed funds to help communities thrive. Can't emphasize enough how great their mascara is. Their unique formula creates tubes around each eyelash to lengthen them. Plus, it's incredibly easy to remove. Just a gentle wash with warm water, and it doesn't leave any smudges. The nourishing ingredients also support longer, stronger, and healthier looking lashes over time. And let me tell you, as someone with blonde eyebrows, I really do appreciate the natural look of their Infinity Waterproof Eyebrow Liner. This easy-to-use waterproof pencil holds like a wax and blends like a powder. So just a few strokes to the line of your brows and fill in any sparse areas, and it comes with a little spoolie brush to lift and tame your brows afterwards. So with 8 shades to choose from, you'll always find the perfect match for your natural brow hair color. Refresh your everyday look with Thrive Cosmetics, luxury beauty that gives back. Right now, you can get an exclusive 10% off your first order at thrivecosmetics.com/magic. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS.com/magic for 10% off your first order. And then then, of course, there's another huge factor when it comes to people pleasing, and that might be in this area, there's low self-esteem. Individuals with low self-esteem, they might engage in people pleasing to gain validation and feel some sort of worthiness. And so they're seeking this external approval because this becomes a way to compensate for internal insecurities. People pleasers often rely on that external validation to feel good about themselves, and they love the positive feedback they receive from others, which reinforces this behavior, and it creates a cycle of seeking approval. That cycle can be broken, of course, the more we lean into choosing ourselves and choosing self-care as well. People pleasers, of course, their behavior is a complex psychological phenomenon that can be influenced by various factors. There isn't a single science behind it. I was looking it up, but psychologists and researchers have explored different aspects to this that can contribute to the people-pleasing need or the tendencies. So it's important to note that people-pleasing is a behavior that does exist on a spectrum, and we're not going to always be perfect at it most of the time for a lot of us, and its roots does vary from person to person. And so overcoming people-pleasing, it might involve more development of self-awareness and building that self-esteem and learning to set healthy boundaries. Therapy and self-reflection, these are going to be valuable tools in addressing and understanding these tendencies. And we can develop the habit of validating our own feelings and decisions the more we do therapy or we self-reflect. And we rely less on external validation, and we can build confidence in trusting our own judgment. We can practice discernment on when it's time to maybe cater to that person's need, and we're happy to do so, versus catering to that person's need, but we really don't want to do it. And so as we navigate the dance between our innate need for approval and the call for authenticity, we might want to reflect on the power of course, genuine connections. Is people-pleasing really creating a genuine connection? If we embrace authenticity, it will not only liberate us, but also it will create a ripple effect and foster a world where there are true connections and where understanding thrives. So people-pleasers often suppress their true thoughts and feelings to avoid any sort of conflict and gain approval, like I said. But this lack of authenticity truly can lead to a superficial connection in relationships. Another huge reason why it's worth it to choose you and be yourself, and this is probably the biggest thing I keep in mind because I appreciate genuine connections. And so if I'm people pleasing, am I really creating an authentic connection with someone or showing my true self, as my true self might remain hidden or might be masked if I am putting off this facade and people pleasing? And people can often sense that too and might resist you a little bit or not like you as much. And so constantly prioritizing others' needs over one's own can really lead to feelings of resentment and also burnout. I've definitely felt that too. And people pleasers as well may become exhausted and emotionally drained. That's a huge factor, and it may impact their ability to engage in a conversation that's true to them. When my boyfriend and my dad and I were watching the show, and it was a show that my boyfriend loves, and my dad, he's like a hypercritic, so critical. Both of them are not people pleasers whatsoever. And I really admire that in them. So they definitely butt heads in this circumstance. And my dad respected him for it. My dad respected him for being himself and sticking to his guns and his beliefs. Both of them were being authentic and genuine. My boyfriend wasn't trying to cater to my dad's thought process just to please him. He wants his true self to be approved. He doesn't want a superficial self to be approved. And he naturally has that in him, I notice. So it's inspiring to me. I am doing my best all the time to lean into this. I don't like conflict, so more often than not, I wouldn't agree if I disagreed with someone, but I would just kind of brush it off, let it go. But if someone really pressed me on it, I do feel confident enough now that I would be so honest with my belief in a certain area. Whereas maybe back then, I don't know, I wouldn't lie, but I would just kind of go along with and let them say whatever they're going to say. But now I just don't feel like that's right. You know, now it's time for us to stand up for whatever it is we believe in. And that could actually be more uplifting than draining, more empowering than anything else. Because constant people-pleasing erodes one's sense of self-identity. And so individuals may become so focused on meeting others' expectations that they lose sight of their own values and preferences and goals. So it's nice to stick to your guns. And it's definitely empowering in the process. And so remember, the journey towards authenticity begins with a single step, a step away from the mask of people pleasing and towards the liberation of our true selves. Breaking free from this habit of people pleasing, it does require a conscious and intentional effort, I would say, like gaining self-awareness or reflecting on your own behavior and identify instances of people pleasing. And also recognize the patterns and situations where you tend to prioritize others' needs over your own. And then also understand our motivation as we will explore the reasons behind why we decide to people please. Why do we have these tendencies? That is such a beautiful thing to reflect on in your journal. If you think you're a big people pleaser, grab your journal and ask yourself why. Is it driven by a fear of rejection or a desire for approval from everyone or avoidance of conflict? I remember reading something recently, rejection therapy. So to seek opportunities for rejection, like applying to that dream job, applying to that dream school, or things that you don't really care about being rejected from. Like you see a group of people at a table and you go up to them, can I sit with you? Maybe it's at the food court in the mall or whatever. They could say no. You don't really care, but you're learning to be okay with getting rejected. I am genuinely impressed by anybody who puts themselves out there, especially to approach maybe a romantic interest. And if they get rejected, at least they put themselves out there. That's pretty cool. That's pretty awesome. So perhaps allow yourself to practice that art of rejection and then recognize specific situations or individuals that might trigger your people-pleasing tendencies. And understanding your triggers, this will allow you to be more proactive in addressing them. Now, understanding the motivations can definitely be a crucial step in overcoming them. So along with communicating your personal boundaries, be so clear about what you are comfortable with and what you are not. Ooh, if you're in a relationship, I hope you're not people-pleasing that person. They gotta know your boundaries. That's the one person you definitely need to communicate with, and you don't need to lean into people-pleasing. That way you create an authentic relationship. So setting boundaries, this will help you establish a framework for healthier relationships. And also it will challenge the negative thoughts or the anxieties and the beliefs that may fuel people-pleasing. Also question whether your actions are genuinely necessary or if they are driven by unfounded fears or assumptions. And maybe it doesn't hurt to say no on occasion, you know? Start practicing the art of saying no when necessary. It's totally okay to decline requests or invitations that don't align with your priorities or values, period. So learning to say no assertively is a key aspect of breaking free from people pleasing. I mean, working on enhancing your assertiveness skills or expressing your thoughts and needs and opinions with clarity and confidence while respecting their perspectives is key, I would say, because they're going to have a different opinion. They're going to have a different thought process. You can respect it, but that doesn't mean you have to go along or agree with it. Communicate openly, of course, is a huge thing with those close to you about your journey to establish these healthier boundaries. I know that I have told my boyfriend I can have a problem sometimes with being a people pleaser. And he's like, yeah, you are very thoughtful when it comes to others, but I have been working on it, right? And he knows this. And it's kind of nice because then he can call me out or he can find compassion in it and understand it. Yeah, it's nice to communicate this openly, and then they'll know that it might not be easy for you to establish these boundaries, but they're definitely going to respect it because you're establishing it. And then you can help them understand the positive impact it has on your well-being and also the relationship. So acknowledge and celebrate all the small victories along your journey. I know that when I'm starting to choose myself more, it feels so empowering and breaking free from people-pleasing. You know, it is a process, it is, and I recognize that it is, but man, the progress as well should be recognized, okay? And there's been a lot of progress, even if it's gradual. I've started this process in my 20s and now I'm in my 30s. It's gradual, but this is something for my human because of my life experience and lens. It's not an easy fix, an overnight fix, but it's stronger and stronger every year. And I'm proud of that. So align your actions with your values. And also when you're faced with decisions, consider whether they align with your core values and if they help you make choices that are true to you. That's something I always keep in mind. And I also think it's important to prioritize self-care and self-love and take that long bath for yourself, even though somebody else wants you to go do something else. Understand that taking care of your own needs isn't just, it's not selfish. It's not. It's an essential part for our well-being, and make time for activities that truly bring you joy and fulfillment. Not that bring them. Yeah, you can do that too on occasion, but do things that bring you joy. Also, I think a big thing that's a little underrated is mindfulness practices. I feel like really helped me step into my womanhood and my empowerment. And so being able to stay present and focused on my own needs is part of that. Mindfulness really can help you become more aware of your thoughts and your actions, as it allows you to respond authentically in the moment. Another thing as well is visualization doesn't hurt. You know, envision and strive for relationships based on mutual respect and understanding. It doesn't have to be in a dedicated visualization phase, but maybe when you're thinking about a future romantic relationship or your friends or whatever, situations with your friends and you're fantasizing about them, envision your relationships to have this bubble of mutual respect and understanding, and visualize interactions where both of you express your needs and boundaries without fear of judgment. You don't want them to judge you just as much as they don't want you to judge them. So regularly reflect on these thoughts, and also reflect on your feelings and your present actions, and use, of course, journaling or other mindfulness practices to gain deeper insights into your behavior as you make intentional choices and you align your actions with your values and you begin to step up and choose yourself and no longer people please. So when you're faced with decisions, consider, you know, whether they really align with your core values of who you are. I think that if you're ever questioning, like, is this something that I am doing to people please, or is this really for me? Just remind yourself, does this align with my core values? This will help you make choices that are true to yourself. And of course, this is, like I said, a gradual process, and it involves the self-discovery and the self-compassion and a commitment to prioritizing your own well-being. So be patient with yourself, and of course, celebrate each step towards embracing your authentic self. Practice self-compassion. Understand that breaking free from this cycle of people-pleasing is just a positive step towards personal growth. And life is long, so it's okay that it's gradual, and it's okay to make mistakes along the way and to sometimes slip up. Forgive yourself if you do. Forgive yourself if you do, it's okay. And above all as well, understand that breaking free from people-pleasing may initially be very uncomfortable, but man, lean into this discomfort, embrace this discomfort as part of the growth process. Over time, it truly does become easier to prioritize your own needs. And so remember that everyone's journey is simply, it's so unique, and it's important to find strategies that resonate with you personally. And the key is to truly approach the process with a strong degree of self-awareness and also patience. Oh, you gotta be patient with yourself. Like I said, I've been working on my people-pleasing, man, for a while. And I feel like it really hit me in 2018. You know, I lost a lot because of my people-pleasing nature and other things. And so I had to do a lot of self-reflection, and I'm still working on it, but I'm growing and I'm doing better every year. And I'm honestly proud of myself for that. And it's a commitment you need to make to yourself, and a commitment to cultivate authenticity and also to create more fulfilling relationships. Now, that was long ramble, but I'm very passionate about this subject. But as for zodiac people pleasers, yes, Libra, you stereotypically may be known to take the cake on this, Mel. But also, I mean, Libras are known for their desire for harmony and balance in relationships. And also, they may go to great lengths to avoid conflict and seek approval, which is a challenge. And so sometimes this might lead to people-pleasing behaviors that Libras are known for, because they really want to keep the harmony and the balance in the air. And then, of course, there's Cancers. And I'm a Cancer rising. And Cancers, I'd say, struggle with this. I'm dating a Cancer, right? But he's the best with boundaries and saying no. But I think that it might also be part of his moon and rising sign, and the fact that he's done a lot of self-work. But Cancers were known for our nurturing and caring nature. As a Cancer rising, I definitely have that motherly nurturer nature in me naturally, which it's not that mother nurturers are people pleasers, but having this want to care for everybody, it could sometimes lead to potentially engaging in people-pleasing behaviors. But not always. A lot of mothers, of course, are so assertive and not people-pleasers. So that's not what I'm saying at all. But this need for wanting to care and nurture others can sometimes create that kind of atmosphere. And then I'd say that Pisces may be third in this to take another slice of that cake. As Pisces are often, of course, very compassionate and empathetic, and their concern for others' well-being can sometimes lead them to prioritize others' needs over their own. And this can exhibit some people-pleasing tendencies. So yeah, Libra, Cancer, Pisces, Taurus as well. But no, I get it. Taurus people are often known for their need for stability and also wanting that harmony in relationships. So this can, of course, wanting to maintain that peace may lead to avoiding confrontation and engaging in people-pleasing. So maybe if you happen to have Libra, Cancer, Pisces, or Taurus heavy in your charts or in your big three, maybe you are more likely of a people pleaser than some others. It's possible. It's possible. I'm curious. And I'm curious, let me know if you think that there's another sign that might lean towards people pleasing tendencies or if you struggle with this. And also, Mel, thank you so much for this idea, this topic, this question. Yeah, that's one that I had to choose and I knew it would be a little bit of a longer episode because I'm definitely passionate about this topic because it's something that I'm continuing to work on. So thank you for sending this in. And if you have any questions or topic ideas, feel free to submit them to the topic box on our site, yourownmagic.com. And if this podcast has helped you in any way, shape, or form, it would mean the absolute world if you could just simply leave a rating and review. And as incentive to do so, I'm doing a giveaway at the end of the month, giving away some stuff from my shop on eyesofaspen.com. So enter to win by submitting a screenshot of your rating and review to hello@yourownmagic.com. And the spelling is in the show notes. And with that said, I hope you have a magical rest of your day. Gemma. Yomies, that is a wrap. I hope this episode was expanding for you in some way, shape, or form. Feel free to visit our site at yourownmagic.com or check out my shop, eyesofaspen.com. Connect with the other Your Own Magic listeners. We would love to see more conversations started on the Your Own Magic Facebook group. So with all that being said, thank you so much again for tuning in, and I hope you have a magical rest of your day.